Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Relationship radio at its best, where we keep it raw but never raunchy. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Thursday evening from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
We're about to set it off tonight. Sadie, listen, I have the family in the studio tonight sitting here keeping me company, keeping me awake, so we're going to set it off. You know how we do, right? We set it off.
That's right.
Hey, it's good to have you on tonight. Good to be partnering with you. Let me just give a shout-out to anybody who is listening live. Anyone who wants to call in tonight, I'm going to give you our guest call-in number, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. I want to invite you to follow the show. If you go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw, click on the follow button, you'll be a follower of the show. If you want to send us a message, go to that same show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. And right below the follow button is the message button. Finally, I want to invite you to like our show page on our Facebook. On Facebook, I should say, www.facebook.com/SadieMichael. Sadie, tonight's topic, as you know, is the love I lost. I'm sure that you know some people who've lost love. I know that I've lost love. Regret the love I lost, but I was young, as they say, I was young and dumb at the time. Have you ever lost love, baby show?
I thought I did.
You thought you did.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we lose someone and we think it's a love loss, and as time goes on and the story kind of unfolds, you realize that you didn't lose anything at all.
So like you said last week on the show, that, you know, what is real love? That anything that is not love is just an illusion.
An illusion.
It's an illusion. So for those people who thought they lost love but really didn't, what kind of things should they be looking for?
Well, when I say I thought I lost love, and I didn't, it's not necessarily that I didn't care about the person, but it was necessarily that I thought I fouled out, I thought I had erred and messed up a relationship that had potential. And as the story unfolded, I realized that person did not have the potential I thought he did.
Mm.
So not necessarily that I didn't care for them. I did. But sometimes we care for people who are not necessarily right for us. Sometimes we think people are right for us who are not necessarily right for us, but as the story unfolded and I continued to read further and the pages turned and I went to new chapters, I found that I had not messed up at all. I actually made a good decision.
So there are times when we think, well, you know what, we may have lost something. How about this? We may have lost something, but we really didn't lose love. We may have lost infatuation. We may have lost lust, but we didn't really lose love. So what I want to do is kick off the show tonight with the song The Love I Lost by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, which actually provided the inspiration for the title of the show tonight. So everybody, you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. We'll be right back. Listen now to The Love I Lost by Harold Melvin.
Thank you.
hoping that you and I could make it all through. But something went wrong.
We loved each other. We just couldn't get along.
Take a good look at me. I'm in misery. Can't you see? But
of this song, You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Chee, along with my co-host,
Baby Sean.
And today we played the LP version, that old school version when you had the record with two songs on it, one on the front and one on the back. And it was 6 minutes on each side, but you know, the Love I Lost, we wanted to give it, start off the show a little bit of groove like that. The Love I Lost, say, you know, you said something before the break that was so profound, and as you always do in your own special way, you said it all. You said that you lost something, but when you thought about it, it wasn't love. And part of what we've been dealing with these past two shows is this whole subject of love. So let's talk a little bit about what love is, because there's some people who are listening right now who think that they lost love, and as I said on my show last night, they're sinking into the depths of depression. They're sliding down that slippery slope of sadness, and they've effectively decided to throw in the towel, believing that they could never love again, but maybe what they thought that they lost was not love in the first place. Let's just talk about it. What is love? What's that love that people say they want when they say I fell in love, or I love this person?
Wait, before we go into that, I'd just like to clarify that sometimes you can love the wrong one. Just
right.
Because someone's the wrong person for you doesn't mean you don't love them.
Exactly.
We don't always choose the right person to fall in love with, but it just may not complement who we are or our goals for tomorrow. So sometimes people do fall in love with someone they should not be in love with.
How do we determine it? How do we know? You know, I should not have loved this person. And you may have just touched on it, but you won't. How do I know if I'm loving the wrong person? I mean, listen, I'm in love. This thing is feeling good. I mean, the going out is good. The time we spend, home is good. The sex is good. It's all good.
I had one client, and you know what? He said something to me that I'll never forget. He was 44 years old when he finally got married. And prior to 44 and getting married, he'd never lived with a woman. He had no children. He'd never been married before. So 44, let me see, you know, about 20-semi years of bachelorhood is a long time, you know?
It's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. So, I mean, that woman that came along for him, he had to be absolutely wonderful. But here is when he said he knew it was right. He'd had some women who had just turned him out sexually.
Mm.
He had some women who were beautiful. He had some women who could complement his financial goals. But when he said that he knew he'd found the one is when everything that he was working on in his life as a whole started to just go well when she came into his life.
Wow.
So, you know, let's say health-wise, he may have felt a little better. Business-wise, the business started doing better. He was more focused. And personally, and from a relationship standpoint, he was content. And that was when he knew that this is the person that should be in my life. So sometimes, you know, you're on cloud nine because you had great sex the night before, you know. And then other times you're on cloud nine because the person can, you know, take you on trips around the world, and then another time you may be on cloud nine because someone else gives you mentally stimulates you from a conversational standpoint. But when you have a person who can almost touch all those, they may not be as perfect as the one person who can touch that one area in your life. When you have that person that complements those almost all the areas of your life, then that's the difference in finding the one and being in love. Sometimes we fall in love with people who are not good for us.
Exactly, and I think you're right. And I think just in the Texas Press, something you said last week that I even was sharing with Rochelle, my significant other, is that we find the person and we choose. I think you used the word, we choose the person with whom we want to build that perfect relationship, and then we proceed to build it. Remember saying that last week? It was so profound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think the person that's not right for us, regardless of how good the sex is or how phenomenal the trips are or how stimulating the conversations are, it's almost as if we take one element of a relationship and we expand it to cover the whole relationship. When in fact, as you're saying, all the pieces come together when you found the one.
Yeah, you start to get an idea of what the puzzle looks like.
Mm. See, all the pieces got to come together. So anybody listening, think about the fact whether or not the person that you say you love, even if you feel like you lost love, was it really love? Was that the right person? Was that the person that you were trying to build that perfect relationship with that, as you define, and let me give you some ingredients. You know, we're going to look at this as a meal, some ingredients. Was there unconditional acceptance? Could you really accept that person for who he or she was or is, the good, the bad, and the ugly? And likewise, did that person accept you similarly? Was there a total commitment to that person's highest good? And one of the things, Sadie, that you said on a number of occasions, and it, I found that it has challenged me, when you love someone, you want what's best for them, even if it's not, and you didn't say this, but it's kind of implicit in what you said, even if it's not what's best for you. When you love somebody, you want what's best for them. And I think that's part of the ingredient. Is their passion? Is their trust? Is their honesty? Is their loyalty? Those are the ingredients of real love. And if when you think you've lost love, those ingredients aren't there, I think what we're suggesting, Sadie, is that it really wasn't real love in the first place. Is that true?
Well, there's a difference in real love and having the partner that is best suitable for you. Sometimes two people can both love each other a lot. And sometimes people marry people who they don't love as much as they've loved someone previously. But the person who they've loved previously may have been the love of their life, but the person that they chose to marry may be the most suitable partner for them. And what I mean by that is I've seen many couples who are just, in love with each other, but they are not compatible or suitable to make forever together. And they split up, and they get in relationships with other people who they do not experience the same amount of emotion with, but that person is more suitable for them to be in a relationship with, and they end up being with that person forever, but they never, ever love, again, the way they love the person who they were madly in love with. See, love and compatibility are two different entities when you're considering having a lifelong relationship with somebody. How you feel about them is almost irrelevant to partnership.
I agree.
Partnership is more so we're going in the same direction, we have the same goals, and we have the compatibility to work together and make this happen. Feelings are good for stimulating the senses, emotions, and great sex. That's about as much as feelings are going to get you. Feelings do not get you forever, happy ever after 20 and 40 year anniversaries. Actually, feelings can mess things up sometimes and prevent you from seeing 25 and 40 year anniversaries.
Sadie, you're right. See, now I don't feel like cussing that. Sometimes I'm in a cussing mood, other times I'm not. So I just put it like this. I'm going to throw some stuff in the game right now. I think in this society, we place too much emphasis on the emotional component of love. And I think because of that, listening audience, because of that, I think we can talk about having fallen in love or fallen out of love. And I think what we're saying for those who said it and for those who've heard it is the emotional component of the relationship is fading. But true love, in my opinion, Sadie, you're saying the same thing I'm saying. True love, true compatibility, I'm not saying it doesn't have an emotional component, but it's not really based on emotion because essentially love in a relationship is an act of the will.
Let me tell you something else, Phil. I honestly believe, now this is my own personal opinion, okay, I'm sharing opinion now. I honestly believe that when you truly, 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 truly love someone, compatibility can, compatibility can be conformed. Meaning, if I love someone enough and they love me enough that we know we're not that compatible, but we want to be together, we compromise our wants and our needs to make it happen. Because
right.
you know what, you're who I want to be with. So
right.
whatever that incompatibility is, when two agree, they can overcome it. So let's say the incompatibility is one has the entrepreneurial spirit and the other one's like, you know what, my 9-to-5 waiting on my pension in 25 years is good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you know what? Here's the thing. You see yourself having your own business. I'll support that. But you know, you kind of just let me do my 9-to-5. That's what I want to do. And nobody kind of enforces their will, their want, or their goals on the other, but just accept that person for who they are. That's when sometimes incompatibility can be, you know, you can take out the key and do an override, when you can just say, you know what, I'm going to love you for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime we come to a roadblock, we're going to compromise to get past it.
Wow. Sadie's setting it off tonight. Let's do this. Let's take, as they say, put a pin in that. Let's take a musical break. I want to listen to some Earth, Wind, and Fire after the love is gone. And we will come back, listening audience, with more of After the Love is Gone. You're listening right now to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Happy, sad. Something happened along the way.
with Earth, Wind, and Fire. After the love is gone, you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw, where we keep it raw, but never, ever raunchy. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Tonight's topic is the love I lost. And Sadie, I think we've spent the first half of this show defining the love relationship. And I think we're helping people to gain some clarity about what that love relationship is. And before our musical break, you talked about when two people agree that they may not necessarily be compatible initially, but as they communicate, as they stay together, and I think most importantly, and you mentioned this, as they compromise, that their level of compatibility actually can grow. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can, you know. Honestly, for almost every roadblock in life, there's always a alternate route, you know. And it depends on how bad one wants something as to whether or not they can find that alternate route.
You're right. Can you fight for it? Not that I'm a television junkie, because I'm not. I was watching a Mistresses on Demand the other night, and it happened to have been actually a lesbian couple. They started as platonic friends, and of course, intimacy happened, and they got involved in relationships, and the one who was the pursued one tried to end the relationship. And then the one who was the pursuer sat down with a counselor, and the counselor basically said, you're giving up too easily. You need to fight for that relationship. And I think part of what you're saying, what I've experienced, is you're going to have roadblocks. There are times when the relationship's going to be good, the time is going to be bad, and the time is going to be ugly. I think it's in the bad and the ugly time that if the relationship is worth fighting for, then you got to fight for it. You got to ride it out. Sometimes you got to fight it out. Sometimes you got to cry it out. You understand? Pray it out. But it's the kind of thing you have to fight for. And I think this whole concept of the love I lost is when all of the pieces that we have been talking about in the first half of the show dissolve or fade, what does one do? And I think, Sadie, that we're trying to help two people here, two kinds of people. One, as I was, the one who loved but messed it up and lost it. And then the other kind of person is the one who loved, did everything that they thought was right, and lost love. So I got to throw this question out there. If someone has lost love, do they give up? Do they throw in the towel? Do they say, I'll never love again, like the opening song with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes articulated? I mean, is it over? I mean, is that Tony Braxton says, I'll never breathe again? I mean, is it over? Or is it the beginning? Or is it the end of a beginning? Or is it the possibility that someone can find love again?
Well, one thing I don't advise people to do is look for love. The best way to attract love is to be love. Because you attract what you are. So if you focus on being love, then you will attract love. But most importantly, when you feel as though you've lost love, in order to love again, you become love and you become open to love.
Mm.
And that is how one finds love.
Wow.
Or
obtains
love.
It's almost as if what we put out into the universe, we get back.
That's absolutely correct. Yes.
So we gotta look for love. We've got to put. And I know this is gonna sound esoteric, everybody, but you know, as I've gotten older, these kinds of things I believe in and I've experienced, we actually have got to put that loving energy out into the universe. And I guess maybe it's the principle of sowing and reaping. Well, maybe it's karma. But we got to put it out there. In a sense, when I've talked to women, for example, I've always said, if you want to have a relationship, you got to have a relationship strategy. You got to be proactive. You see, and so for those of us who've lost love, as Sadie said, and I agree, never give up. Don't give up on love. When the time is right, and only you can determine, that is the person who lost that love, only you can determine when the time is right. Get back out there and seek to find love all over again. Too many people let the haters, not the congratulators, discourage them rather than encourage them. And sometimes we got to get the negativity out of our lives. We got to get those naysayers out of our lives, those sad, bitter, angry people out of our lives who have given up on love themselves and thus want you to be as miserable as they are. When in fact, if we give it out, we'll get it back. Let's see.
Oh, I mean, people have to realize this. You lose your job, what do? You get another one.
That's right.
You crash a car, what do? You get another one. You lose your house, flood damage, hurricane, whoever, you get another house. Well, human contact and relationships are a biological need, meaning you need it to be mentally sane, sound, and emotionally healthy. When we come into this world, we need relationships. We need love. We need touch. We need eye contact. So that's more important than any of those materialistic things that you've actually obtained in your adult life. That human contact, security, and interaction are more important to your being and your survival than those other things we just named. So, you know, people shut down the most important entity of their being because they got hurt. But one of the reasons they do that is because it was so important to them, and subconsciously they don't realize that's why they do it. That's why they can't try again, because they would rather give up than to go through the withdrawal of what was so important in the first place.
Wow, they'd rather give up than go through. Everybody, did you hear that? People who are listening right now, did you hear what Sadie just said? There's so many people who would rather give up than go through. And the fact of the matter is, if we're going to get to the other side of that pain, that bitterness, that disappointment, that anguish, we've got to go through. We've got to press through. I'm sure, saying you gave such wonderful examples. You lose a job, yeah. You're not going to stop working forever. You understand? You're going to press through that unemployment until you become employed again. You crash a car. You're not going to stop driving and take the bus or the train. Eventually, you're going to want another car because you get used to driving. I love driving. You understand? So yes, it's different between a material thing and a job and a relationship at one level, but at another level, pain is pain. So I want to encourage everyone not to give up, not to give in, but to press through, because love is on the other side of the press. Sadie, I just want to take one more song. I want to spice up a little bit. Raise the roof a little bit, get the energy level up a little bit. Can't Hold Us by Macklemore. After that song, we'll be right back. We will continue with this topic, the love I lost. You're listening right now to Real Relevant.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is a party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on, let that stage light shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushed it. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you. Yeah, I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go punch, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Time to go off. Gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer now. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people now. Sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands. This is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
But so we put our hands up. But so we put our hands up.
Let's go.
Na 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 na.
Hey.
And all my people say.
The congratulators cannot discourage you. Listen, listening audience, nothing can hold you back or discourage you or get you down unless you let it. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And Sadie, we have a caller. Let's take our caller and let's enjoy this conversation. Caller, you are live on Real, Relevant, and Raw. If you don't mind, tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Caller, you are live on Real, Relevant, and Raw. I'm going to try one more time. Caller, you are live on Real, Relevant, and Raw. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. So, Sadie, maybe that caller will call back. Right before our musical break, one of the things that you said is that we need to be open to love. And, in fact, what we put out into the universe, we get back. So put on your relationship coach hat just for a moment. So you have somebody who's afraid, been hurt, put it out there. Gave it all that they had. Left everything on the field. As they say, gave it the old college try, but they lost love and they're afraid to put themselves out there again. What do you tell that person to pitch?
You can tell that person like this. If, you know, I have to take it to the professional world to relate to the personal world and a personal world to relate to the professional world. If you're working for a company and you realize that you can do all the things that a president does, but you only have a director title, and that your company doesn't appreciate you, what will you do?
Move on.
You'll move on and go out for a position of what? VP. Why would
exactly.
you do that? Why would you go out for a position of VP? Because the benefits are better, and you realize that you're no longer challenged in your position as director because you've moved up a level. Well, if you're that great and the person that you were with didn't deserve you, you should be excited about being with someone that's like you and who can treat you the way you're capable of treating someone. The benefits will only get better.
Wow. So for that person who's afraid, what you've just done is you have lifted their eyesight, if you will. You've lifted their outlook. That's a better word to use. You've lifted their outlook beyond their present situation of loss to a future situation of gain. And the thing is, anyone who's afraid, I like this acronym about fear. Fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. So in a real sense, there's nothing to fear, because if you put it out there, you're going to get it back in due time. So I want to just encourage anyone right now. One of the things that Sadie and I have been saying all night is this: don't give up on love. Don't let anyone discourage you from seeking to love again. Now, practically speaking, yes, you may need to take time to heal. You may need to take a step back to reassess, to recognize what happened, to reflect, to reconnect with yourself and your values and all those wonderful kinds of things. Yet, before long, get back in the game. And I'll say this: don't let anyone determine your journey. Who says that you're not ready to date again? Who says that you're not ready to get married again? Who said that? Who said that you can never love again? See, one of the things stated that I found in my life right now, I do my best to keep negative people and negative energy away from me, because you know what happens? That negative energy and those negative people just bring you down. And so if I don't have people in my life who can at least be quiet as I do what I do, then they can't be in my life, because I'm not going to have any naysayers in my life. And I think anyone listening tonight, if there's naysayers in your inner circle, listen, it's not personal, because your happiness and your well-being and your satisfaction is at stake. Sometimes you got to get the naysayers and the haters out of your life. Sadie, you agree with what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I am with you, Michael.
Yeah, you got to get them out. Sadie, I got to listen to one more song. I feel like I'm in this mood tonight. I like music. So listen, let me just do one more song real fast. It's Disco Night, LP version. But we'll definitely come back with enough time to give some more insight, some more entertainment, some more education, some more of the best of relationship radio. So right now, let's get this party started. Disco Night, GQ. You're listening to Real Relevant.
Both me, both of them.
So here we are back again. That was GQ and Disco Night. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We're in the last few moments of the show. Our topic tonight is the love I lost. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Sadie, you know, during musical break, I'm thinking about all the things we talked about. And you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about the person listening right now, or the person listening to the archive, who totally messed up on love. Male or female, I mean, this person that they were with had everything that they could ever ask for, whatever it was. But this person either was unfaithful or dishonest or took the person for granted or was abusive or just emotionally wasn't ready and, like, totally messed it up. That person lost love.
You know, Michael, that is a really good perspective that I've kind of just overlooked this evening. Thank you for taking it back a little bit. There are some people out there that have screwed up.
Yes.
We have not addressed that percentage.
You know, I mean, listen, I can speak from personal experience. Now, you know, you made a good point. Because what happened with me, I was young. I was a teenager, you know, so I thought I was in love, and probably I wasn't. But at the time, I thought, well, I messed this thing up. And I said, I made some mistakes after that. I mean, that somebody's listening tonight who is in that situation. What do we have to say to that person who can say, man, I blew it. I messed up. I cracked on an opportunity.
Thank God that the first time they tried to walk and they fell, they got back up.
Wow.
Eventually they walk without even thinking about it. So, you know, what I've learned in life is that everything we get good at, we always have to crash at first because that's how you learn how not to crash. You fall on your bike, and then you figure out how not to fall. Well, if you've messed up with love, good news is now you know not what not to do. I mean, failure is the staircase to success, and you need every step.
Pause. You got to say that again, Sadie.
Failure is the staircase to success, and you need every step.
Wow. I like that. Failure is the stairway to success, and you need every step. So listen, if you're listening tonight and you have failed when you were given the opportunity for love, know that you need that step in order to know what not to do the next time. So Sadie, I mean, what you're saying is all is not lost.
Love is not lost. That person may be part of your past, but they're still a part of you. If you really love them, they'll always be with you. All we have on a day-to-day basis is memories. The person who wakes up tomorrow morning that loves their wife is based on the fact that he knew her yesterday. So everyone's living on memories. Every single person is living on a memory from yesterday. So the fact that you still love that person is based on memories of yesterday.
Wow.
And as the pages turn on the calendar, there'll be someone else who'll come in your life, and you'll care for them based on memories. Memories are like pictures sometimes. They start to lose their color after a while, but you still hold them dear and true. So a person who you were in love with last week, as the calendar days turn, they'll always have a place in your heart, but the picture will not be as colorful after a while. And the further you get away from that day, the picture will not, you can kind of look at a picture from the 70s and say, you know what? This was many years ago. But that picture still has some kind of milestone, or it means something to you. And that's the same thing with previous love.
Exactly. And I think the recurring theme throughout this conversation, this show, has been this hope that if you have given it all and you didn't get love back, there's always hope. And if you have, how can I put it? If you've messed up in love, as we're talking about right now, then all is not lost. You simply learn from your mistakes. The fact is, we can never, ever give up. So the love I lost, and you lost, or whoever lost, may have been a sweet love, but you know what? I am so grateful that the sweetness can continue on and on and on and on. Okay, Sadie, we have a little bit over 2 minutes left. So why don't you just offer some closing thoughts and then we'll wrap up the show.
I'm sorry, Michael. Say that again. Why don't I do what?
Yeah, why don't you offer some closing thoughts? We've got about 2.5 minutes left before the show ends. Any final words for our listening audience tonight?
Love I Lost. I love the title. But I don't think love can be lost.
Okay.
Because as we said before, in order to have love, you have to be love. So just because someone is now a memory of yesterday, which we just discussed, everyone who even present, part of the reason that you will associate with them tomorrow is based on your memory of them from yesterday. So someone who was part of your present is now part of your past. But love is not lost. Again, as we said before, that person is a stairway to an even greater love, and that is how you need to see it. For every step you go up, the higher you get, the better the visual when you look down. And that's the same thing with the quote-unquote the love you lost.
And Sadie, for me, bottom line is this. Never give up on love. You can always love again. Put that energy out there, and you will get that energy in return. So, Sadie, that's the show for tonight. It's been a pleasure partnering with you as we've talked about the love I lost, knowing that we can always love again. And listening audience, thank you for listening tonight. Tune in next week for another installment of Real Relevant and Raw. Real Relevant and Raw broadcast every Thursday evening from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, we bring you the best in relationship content. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Thank you so much for listening tonight. We will see you next week on Real, Relevant, and Raw.